case number 10677, Brooke E. Lloyd, southeast of Phillips Road, 160 feet southwest of Road 297A, being lot 7 within Clifton and Rust lots. A variance from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements.
Name and address.
Brooke Lloyd, 33188 Pearl Street, Millsboro.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Can I get them?
Yeah, you need to start them at the opposite end, and she'll the things to pass out, and Susan will mark them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's okay. We will have to keep these for a while. You don't need them back, correct?
No, I can. Sorry,
okay, good.
So at least
okay.
You know what house.
Okay. Hey, good evening, man.
Brooke Lloyd.
Okay.
I'm here to apply for variance for construction of a new home. I bought this home in 2005, and I think it was built in the 50s. And what I'm trying to do is get variance, obviously, for the side, the backyard and the side and the front. I think right now it's, I think you have to have 15 on the sides, 15 in the back, and 30 in the front. And as you see, I did pass some photos around. If you look on the last page, you'll see the survey from 2005 of actually where the dwelling sits now. I'll give you. This is my first time doing this, apparently.
Just take your time now.
So anyway, if you look at the dwelling and where it sits, that is what it is current. I did draw on the second page what I'm asking for. Now, it's not to scale, but at least you can get kind of a idea of what I'm asking for. Like I said, the main thing is the house right now, I did invest time in seeing about raising it and, you know, the cost of doing that to keep the house how it is, to raise it from the floodwaters, because I also have pictures. The last flood we got in November was pretty bad. We actually had to get evacuated for 2 days. So, and then I had to drive my car through a fence to get it up. There's also a picture of that. So that's another main reason. Also, the crime in the area isn't too bad, but we did have a couple shootings, and I do have two small children. So kind of having the house raised up, you know, be a little bit safety for myself and my two children.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what I, all the information I have right now, why I'm here. Sorry, I didn't get more pictures for you.
When were the pictures taken?
That was actually taken, the flood was November.
Just November?
I think it was the first week of November.
Yeah, November 13th.
Yes.
I just don't remember.
Okay, 13th, yes, sir. And then we also had, well, that last year we had two prior that same year, but it wasn't nearly as bad as this one. So it's just, it's a scary thing. I don't know if any of you gentlemen or ladies live down that area, but it's not too fun when you have to kind of seek shelter, not your own home.
The house that you're in, you said it's been there since the 50s?
Yes, I believe so. I don't know the exact date.
And it looks like it's 25 feet across the front, correct?
Correct, yes.
River Road.
Yes. And it, I actually got, you know, there's quite a few older people that live there, and I spoke to them, and it actually used to be, I guess, an old chicken coop that they decided to add on to. The house, it's not, I wouldn't say, the greatest of shape as far as, you know, energy efficient, things of that sort. I mean, the windows aren't sealed properly. You know, it's just, and if you were, I didn't take any picture of the inside, but, you know, it's just not all even, the roofs, it's just not worth putting the money into this to do it. It's just better off starting from scratch and finishing it that way.
Right.
How many square feet is the house now? And
like 750, maybe.
And what about what you want to build?
1680.
1680.
Yes.
Is this the house right here?
No, that's actually my neighbor house. My house is, you'll see it's a brown one. That's directly across the street from me. Because as the water comes, you know, as the bay comes in, the 2 days that I had to get evacuated, I wasn't able to see. I thought I was going to come home to water in my house. But actually, for some reason, my lot, it does recede a little bit faster. But, I mean, it did get into my shed. It got into, if we had one more high tide, it would have been surely in the house. But when I came back that day, that white house is what was still left over from 2 days from the storm. So.
How did you determine the dimensions of the dwelling that you would like to build?
I have a builder lined up, and also just about 3 months of myself researching online to find a plan that would be suitable and, you know, reasonable enough to put a house on that size lot. Basically, I just did it myself and talked to a builder, and I don't have an actual plan drawn out because this meeting actually is going to determine whether or not I can proceed or not. This is the last answer I have before I can build. So,
as far as Ms. Isaacs, as far as the front setback, is there an average down there, or?
She would have to get one done by a surveyor.
Okay.
So.
And right now your dwelling is 38 feet, and I assume you park in the front of the house?
There's actually, if you look, there's a picture of a brown house, but there is a driveway on the left side of the property. If you see where the dwelling sits,
right,
there's that open space. I think it was like 23 feet. I grabbed the wrong paper from back there, so I can't look at what you're...
I'm looking.
Actually, Mr. Mills, she couldn't do an average because you have to have 300 feet.
Yeah, she's only got one house on each side.
She cannot do an average.
What does that mean?
As far as a setback.
How close other homes?
So your parking has been on the side?
Yes, there's like a stone driveway, and if I were to do this, it would actually be up on 16 courses a block where I could drive two underneath and then also still have two parking spaces in front of the garage. So I would actually have room for four cars, which I don't need, but, mm-hmm, you know, for long term, versus having a driveway for two cars on the left side.
I guess my concern is that 23 feet, although it may sound like a lot, isn't a lot in comparison to the length of a car.
You mean to where the garage would start, the garage doors?
To the front of the house. 23 feet is not a lot of space. I mean,
it's not a lot, right? I mean, you can see the dimensions of my lot. It's not a lot to work with for what size house I have on it now. And parking would be, it's not really an issue to me because I only have one car for that property, but I don't know if it would interfere. It's really just making the whole area and my street look, I mean, it's improving the neighborhood. The house to the right of me just sold. He's actually adding on a second addition. The house to the back of me actually just had redone their home.
You say the house that you want to build is 1,600 square feet, but this drawing shows a 2,000 square foot home.
Are the dimensions 40 by 59? Mm-hmm. No, I think a week after I came in here and submitted my, for variance, I had called, there was a lady that picked up the phone, and I said, I need to change it. It's supposed to be 40 by 50, and that includes the deck. So they were supposed to change that from 59 to 50.
It does say 50.
Yeah, 42 by 50.
What's the size?
I mean, 40
deck?
By 50, I'm sorry, what?
What's the size of the deck?
The deck is 8 by 40. So it's 42 plus 8, which would make it 50.
Gotcha.
Did you and your builder look at other models which would have been would have fit better on the lot?
The only other way to do that is to build a smaller home and put two stories. And that's, you know, in addition to having it up on the 16 courses, have two more stories. I didn't really want to go that route. For one, it's more money. And also, as far as this is going to be a long-term house for me, and it's already hard enough now. I have degenerative disc disease with my back, so it's just going to kind of add more to my life in the long run. And I do have two small children, so it would just, you know, for me, it wouldn't be a long-term house that I would want to build on two stories in addition to the block.
Where were your things like air conditioning units and perhaps gas? Are you going to heat or cook with gas?
No, it's all going to be electric. The actually, I just talked to first class today. They're going to hang the he helps me do it. They're going to hang the heating unit from the joists from up underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to have a tankless hot water heater, which will be mounted on the inside, you know, block wall.
So the air conditioning unit or the heat pump or whatever is going to encroach on the side or the rear?
The heat pump unit?
The outdoor unit?
I'm not sure. Do you know that? I'm sorry. I'm not sure.
Sir, if you'd like to help her, would you come up this morning?
May I have a note? I wait until the chief is finished. Or...
Okay. You can
come
up
in now.
Come on up now. Yeah, that way if you would like to help her, it'd be good.
I just didn't understand.
Mm-hmm. Name and address.
Mark Lloyd, Dover, Delaware.
Give me a mailing address.
1159 South Dupont Highway, Dover, Delaware.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Sure.
No, I mean, if you could help her out, that would be...
Sorry, it was just a heat pump question.
It's okay.
I'm Brooke's father. I entertain any questions. As far as the location of the outside unit, the air conditioner, it'd have to go wherever it needs to go. Okay. Be at the front. I don't think there's room on the side. So it'd be either the rear or the front.
Well, you're already encroaching beyond...
Everywhere?
Everywhere, yes.
Well, if it passes, we would have to place it wherever you suggested. I mean, it has to be. I don't think she wants window units.
Right.
So,
well, that's why we're asking.
I understand.
Because
can I see?
Depending on which side of the house that you want that air conditioner to go on, then you're going to need an additional variance.
Would you need a variance to have it in the front?
You're encroaching on all four sides right now, as you've requested.
Right.
So you need additional variance. To allow for that air conditioner encroachment or any other components to the house.
Steps, air conditioner. Whatever.
Steps, mm-hmm. That doesn't include the steps?
Oh, it does. I'm just going through things.
Okay,
it's
sure.
From the house.
Sure.
Now I guess maybe she'd have to apply all over again?
No, but we can leave the hearing open for her to report back as to where those things will go.
Is that the only thing that would hold it up?
Right now.
Yeah.
Air conditioning unit.
Okay. I mean, well... sure you're going to want some sort of air conditioning, and yeah, so we would need to know how much more of an encroachment. You're pretty much limited on the sides, I would think.
About 3 feet. Yeah.
I mean, as of right now, the house sits on the property line, so it's actually, even though I'm going over on the left side, the right side is how it is. I mean, I'm actually moving it in 3.5 feet, but.
So you're not going to the same footprints? I mean, the other old house was bigger?
Smaller. No, the old house.
It was wider, though.
No, it's...
smaller.
Well, it's on that piece of paper. I don't know if you have it. It says where the dwelling sits as of right now.
700 square feet. Now she wants to build 1,600 plus.
Yeah. I thought she said it was on the line.
It is.
The existing home, yes.
The existing home I have now is on right on the property line. 0.02
inches from the northwest.
You have it there.
Northwest line.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
Can I make a few comments? You need to answer.
Sure.
Okay. I think one of the main reasons that she's, and I'll probably be redundant, is the house when she purchased it, it was cosmetically improved. But as she's lived in it for the past years, the more you find out about it, it's not worth putting any money into to improve it. I mean, we've been through this for the several months that Brooke's been entertaining the cost of a new house. So we thought about that. So it really only looked like the best thing to do, the smartest thing to do, was to build a new home. And, of course, she wants it as big as she can get it, within reason, to accommodate her two children, which are growing like weeds. Another issue is I have a house, or my wife and I do, in Oak Orchard on the water, and I don't know if you gentlemen and ladies are familiar with these flooding situations. The pictures tell part of the story, but we've been there 14 or 16 years, and the November was the worst that we'd seen in those 16 years. But our house is up like she wants to do, so, you know, we don't have to worry, but we can drive the car inside and and not worry about outside parking, you know, around the perimeter of the house or anything. And, you know, crime is a nuisance. It's getting better. But I feel more secure with our house up on 16 courses a block or whatever it is. The steps on our home, as well as what she wants, primarily will be in the house, the main steps. So you push the button, you drive in, you close the door, and then you take your groceries, your children, or whatever you're having to deal with upstairs. Cost, again, is in everything, especially today, is a factor. We went through, first she didn't think she wanted to be up in the air. Well, I talked her into that because we have it, and we know that was the best decision we ever made 16 years ago. John Davidson jacked it up for us. But, you know, the crime thing is just, it's not too bad. But last mischief night, we had 6 or 7 windows broken out of our place in the door. Well, I guess this means this mischief night, I'm going to have to stay in Oak Orchard. But I know it's a safer situation if you're upstairs, whether you're home or not, if somebody wants to come in or whatever. So being it's my daughter and my 2 grandchildren, I think it's a good idea to raise it up like she wants. That's enough that I've got to say. I'll be glad to answer any questions that you may have.
The the sketch of the house that you gave us.
That is a rough one. I mean, it will look like...
It also shows some steps on the front.
Right.
So I take it you're going to want steps beyond what you have on this drawing here?
We just discussed that the other day.
You're going to probably have to have 2 accesses.
I think for code you have to have 2.
Right.
One will be inside, and what we're going to do here in the front is have it come down under the deck and turn.
Okay.
So it doesn't go out beyond.
Doesn't further encroach?
Right.
Yeah, okay. Probably what we'll do is leave the hearing open for the purpose of you to report back to us as to how and where you would like any additional things like steps if change your mind or the air conditioning unit to encroach so that we could grant the proper variances.
But you'll need to be able to.
Well, I guess, and the one question, and
we need to find out from the person that's going to do that how far that's going to have, whether it's cantilevered out or whatever, how far that's going to have to go out. I assume that it's going to have to be a certain distance from the house, and then how far it will encroach further.
Okay, and I guess, all right, and I understand that. And as of right now, the propane tank that I have now is pretty much like a foot away from my house. So I guess what I'm trying to understand is the variance that's needed or that I have to reapply or speak to again. So you're basically telling me I have to like apply for 4 more feet at a certain area.
Mm-hmm. See, right now
you would look
asking,
at that
on each right now on each side. You're asking for a 6.5-foot variance,
right?
Because you have to be 10 feet from the line, okay? And you want it 3.5 feet,
right?
You only have 3.5 feet left on the sides. I'm not sure, but I don't think that a heating air conditioning unit would fit in that area. And on the back 5 feet and on the front 21 or 23 feet, which are 5-foot variance and a 7-foot variance respectively. So what we, you know, if we were to grant those specific variances and then you needed more space, then you're going to need more of a variance.
And as of right now, the house, the dwelling sits how far from the back property line?
5 feet is what you're asking for.
But what is it as of right now on that?
5 feet. Like you're asking
what my house
the
presently.
Setback requirement is 10.
The survey doesn't show where it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. The one now. It doesn't show.
Well, can we make an adjustment now?
My recommendation would be to allow us to leave it open so you could check to see exactly how far it will encroach.
Okay. And then I could give you the dimensions
because,
of where.
Because if you were to say right now that you think it's 4 feet and or 3 feet or whatever. It may be, and then we grant a variance accordingly, and then you find out there's going to be a little more, you got to come back and pay again.
Okay. Now, when we make the changes, how do we get them to you?
You can go through planning zoning
office.
Okay, so
they'll report you. If we leave the hearing open for that purpose, then our next meeting, they'll report that to us, and then we'll make a decision.
Which is next week. So.
Okay, that's my next question. It's a month from now.
No, we have next Monday night, we have another meeting.
And then will I have to come again and present? Or do you just
take it? You can just give it to her.
And then you call and let me know?
Then the office will notify you after that.
Yeah, just put it to you.
All right, thank you.
That way you'd be for sure.
Ma'am.
Yeah, we'd rather give you an Just wanted to be sure that you have enough while you're here.
So if I get here.
The purpose of it, and then we can green it, that way you'll know. As we said, once you have to come back, it's wrong, then you got to pay and start over.
Yeah.
So I'd rather get it to take the little bit of extra time, which is only a week to find out for sure.
And then just present it. And then how long does it usually take to get a yes?
Well, she'll get it to us, and we have our meeting next Monday night.
And then I should know.
Yes, and then Tuesday, you'll be able to call the office, and Susan will be able to help you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Have you considered, if this doesn't pass, to narrow it down more? Look at that option yet? I mean, I don't know how the rest of them feel yet, but I mean.
I think the only reason is, and that why this is going to be pretty much probably my only house that I may ever build if I retire, or I'm not sure. But like I said, with just having two children and also my sister, you know, I have a four-bedroom house for them to grow into, not for the house to grow out of. I want them to grow into, and I don't want them to be, you know, 16, 17 years old, and the house is doing what it's doing now. It's shrinking. So I'm trying to build for the future to make sure there's enough room. And to be honest, I mean, the average house that new people, you know, people build isn't real. I mean, it's not to me a real huge, you know, mansion that I'm putting down there. It's something that, you don't have the plan. I mean, I could surely show you the plan just real quick. You know, the inside to what the layout is. I mean, it's a simple house to what, it's nothing extravagant, and it's going to be a long-term house with my children and myself. So I kind of want to do it right the first time and just be...
It's an average house by today's
standards. Yeah, that's kind of average.
You have it.
I mean, it's just your...
We don't have it today.
As my builder said, your small house, because he's used to building wild quail homes in Dover, and I said, this is not a small house to me. I mean, it's... You need to go from 750, two bedrooms, with four people living in the house, and they can actually breathe and have... My kids can... grow into their own room and stop fighting.
But by today's economy and you know, by the building standards, I think that's a pretty good.
Well, not only that, and to be honest.
Well, yes.
Average
for today, I'd say.
Average for today.
No, and the way, when you're dealing with one paycheck and the mortgage rates are as low as they are.
Any other hurdles we might have to leap?
Well, that's the only one I'm thinking of regarding variances.
Mm-hmm. So just figure.
Okay, well, thank you.
We'll get the information to her.
No,
do you have another question?
No, I'm just ask her about variance.
Okay. Fine.
Okay.
When you're finished, can you pass the back?
Sure.
Here, is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we leave case number 10,677 open only for the purpose of the applicant to report back as to any additional encroachments there may be, such as air conditioning steps and what have you.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills. And a second by Mr. Hudson, that we leave case number 10,677 open for the purpose of the applicant to report back with any further encroachments that they may have. Okay. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay. Yes, indeed. So we'll leave this open.